is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
And we are back with Weird News, Golden State Media Concept Weird News, that's to be more precise. I am your host, Tasia.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ravina.
Everybody, welcome back.
Yes, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Ravina, this is your last Weird News with us.
It is, Ravina.
I know. It's been short but sweet.
Yeah, like a really small cupcake.
That's a good analogy.
The mini ones.
Cupcake, yeah.
But you're still delicious, though. Small cupcakes, you always want to have. You always want more of them. They're like the little mini Reese's. You know, the small Reese's always tastes better than the big
I've
ones.
I've never had the Reese's. Which, really? What are you talking about? The chocolate?
Yeah, the candy.
Oh, the chocolate. I thought you said there's Reese's cupcakes. I was like, girl, I've never seen those, but I better go
no,
get them.
No, but if you had a Reese's McFlurry from McDonald's, those are better than the Oreo cookie ones.
Really?
Do they do that all year round?
No, they do not. It's a limited time during limited time of the year.
Well, let's Google that and see if we can celebrate this last day.
Yeah, we should.
And mind you, Oreo cookies and cream is my favorite ice cream, but Reese's McFlurry from McDonald's kills.
I trust you. I think like anything McFlurry. That's limited time is going to be mm-hmm. good. Like
right?
McRib,
mm-hmm.
Double Dia.
Yes. Air bed and breakfasts.
Oh, yeah, B&Bs. So we're going to make this episode special because along with it being Ravina's last day, this is also going to open up with some Halloween things.
Ooh.
Just overall kind of on the creepy spectrum of weird news. So I guess we can open up with a new B&B story. Last week we got to talk about Taco Bell opening up their restaurant for a little couple night stay for lucky winners.
Right? That's mm-hmm. becoming a new thing lately with
Airbnb is theming.
Yeah, and it being for a limited theming. Time contest.
It's trending. It's a trending theme. It's theming. I like
it's
that.
Theming.
It's
Well, this one is going to be a little bit more spookier than your average Taco Bell overnight. This is about people that have the opportunity to sleep in a coffin in Dracula's house in Transylvania.
Oh my goodness. I would never.
I would be really excited to do it, actually.
So I scared. Think that would be so cool.
What a great experience, right?
To, like, I mean, go in Dracula's castle?
In your sleep. How many people get to sleep in a coffin in Dracula's castle?
Apparently not many at all.
Yeah, yeah. And this contest is only for two people to stay overnight, correct?
Yeah, so this is actually, you'll be able to stay on October 31st, Halloween night, and be able to sleep. I don't know if they're going to have, like, vampire-themed foods, but seeing as, like, what I'm getting so far, they're taking it pretty seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if vampire foods, like, I doubt it's going to be, like, dirt and worms, which is Oreos crushed with, you know, gummy worms.
Yeah.
Seems like it's going to be something that your parents wouldn't want to try.
In my known knowledge, vampires eat or drink blood, right, Jordan?
Yeah, so I'm thinking like...
I don't know about dirt and worms.
I'm thinking like blood sausage, you know, maybe along those lines.
Maybe. Hopefully. They might serve some spaghetti. That might keep it along those lines.
Lots of, like red sauce to imitate blood.
You know, it's that fake slimy stuff.
Red juice.
So they're going to be staying in the Bran Castle,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Dracula's hometown, and they'll be treated to a candlelit dinner before leading them to the crypt for their night's sleep inside velvet-trimmed coffins.
The coffins, actually, the picture of them look really cool, very glamorous. I really hope and pray for those people that they're filled with some type of foam padding as well, too, not just these nice... you know, velvet covers because they're in a hard coffin that they're sleeping in.
I kind of wish if it's something for two, you know, if it's like going to be a romantic thing, you know, for your significant other, like that creepy romantic side. They're twin size coffins. You can't shack up together in this. It's not a queen size coffin.
No, I think they're trying to keep it more realistic as possible. You know, you wouldn't really get, I don't know. But in most cases, totally they don't get buried with another person in a twin coffin, Jordan.
And maybe I'm starting an idea that could be a huge thing, you know? Like maybe, a double coffin for people, you know? Full-size coffin. But if this is a sleeping coffin, I feel like maybe they can just attach them together, you know?
True, maybe, you know? Cut the you know, back parts out so they can lay side by side.
But that's fine. That's
but like they said, they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. In the movies, you see Dracula in his own personal coffin
with
Nikita.
His arms crossed.
Yeah.
Playing really
He's
scary.
Never with anybody in his coffins. That would be very interesting to
Dracula
see.
Dracula does a single man.
He's a single man. Well, he's single kind of, man. You know, he plays the field, right? You know?
Yes.
So there are some rules, though, for this. So not only can you bring, I'm just going to go down, all right?
Okay.
First rule of Dracula House, no bringing garlic or garlic-scented items. Just not allowed. Which I don't know if some people out there that are listening that are like, huh, I don't know if vampires are real or not, but so I wouldn't really be comfortable. Might not be for you guys, right?
Well, I think you're supposed to be playing the vampire yourself. If you're going to be laying in Dracula's coffin, you are the vampire. You are Dracula. So I wouldn't want someone with garlic around me because you're trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, they're really getting in the character.
Yeah, they're trying to make it very realistic.
Along with that, you're kindly requested to leave your silver jewelry at home. Mm-hmm. So try to make it a safe environment for maybe even the vampires that are just hanging around there. You
make
know?
Sure they're comfortable.
Yep. Yes, no cross signs of any kind.
Yeah, yes, and you have to place anything in a cross formation even.
Yeah.
See, this is the one that gets me. Beware of bats in the castle tower. For sure they're going to like put bats up there.
Oh, that's definitely. They're going to be real bats and fake bats, bat noises, all that stuff. They're going to probably have little vents that
I
are going to
like
push air.
I think that they're
going to
have other people hiding in there. And, like, filming their reaction.
Oh,
like,
that would be hilarious.
Really
I hope they make
scary.
This into some type of TV show of
like
some
sort. Like,
they
have actors in there and people won't be able to figure out if it's real or not.
I think it's one of those things that's like.
Sunrise.
Yeah, they have to close all the curtains before sunrise. So, with them doing that, that makes me think that they're going to be scared in some
kind
of way. They're going
to
be
like a haunted house.
I think
be
at least they're trying
out.
To keep mm-hmm. the creepy atmosphere,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So, I don't know if they're going to be, like, intentionally trying to scare you, but they're trying, like, almost like a Civil War reenactment, right? Like, everyone's still dressed up and they're still talking like they're from, you know, the 1800s. They're just trying to keep it as real as possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, the last one, a big deal. The Count is not a big fan of mirror selfies. So don't hold the mirror up to you and the Count of the Castle.
Yeah.
Because that is not a big thing for vampires.
Not acceptable.
It's not cool.
The one, another thing that's really scary to me. I get scared easily, as you guys can tell. So, to have a chance of becoming the first people to stay overnight at the castle since 1948.
Yeah, that just sounds like it's spooky in there. Like
I was
it's
not
haunted.
Even born then.
Yeah,
I would hope not. Neither was my grandma. But
oh yeah.
So this is kind of special because this would be the first people to stay in the castle. Since 1948.
Yeah.
So nobody else has ever been in there?
Not
or?
Since, yeah, no, not in decades and decades now has anyone
Why
ever
now?
Slept
there. Why this Halloween?
I guess it's just, you know, like a special thing. I don't
is
think
there,
that there's
is
a
another
lot of
Dracula
ulterior...
movie maybe going to be coming out in the near future? Are they hinting towards something? Because they could have, are they going to open it up so they're going to start making money off this maybe in, later on down the road for Halloween?
Maybe, like you said, Airbnbs are theming right now,
theming.
Right? So. Maybe that this is like, oh, we're getting into the spirit of everyone loving Airbnbs. Let's throw some creepy Dracula in it.
I just find it cool also that they're literally doing it in Transylvania as well with Dracula. The fact that the movie, the kids movie came out. So Halloween's coming up and the contest ends on October 26th, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'll display the person on the 30th. But I just think it's bringing more fun as well as excitement to just the Halloween experience in general instead of it just being always about, you know, you going putting on your costume and you go into different parties or things like that. It's making it more about the history of Halloween and where it actually came from, the important aspects of it, because Dracula is a very iconic character within the Halloween industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So I guess the last question on this topic, Would you guys stay there? I think I would definitely love to do it.
I would definitely do it. I would definitely do it. And I hope that a really cool thing that they were able to, if they were able to incorporate it with this experience, if they incorporated it with some type of virtual reality game as well, if they had people put on the virtual reality goggles and you had to, as you walk through the house and you did different stuff, other things were in the game as well to make it a little more spooky, a little more fun, a little more realistic too.
I think like a VR and anything, even the Taco Bell restaurant Airbnb, where you have VR, like pretend you're making tacos. I feel like I'd be a fan of that no matter what. Yeah. I just love the whole VR idea. So I'm with you on that end. What about you, Ravina?
I wouldn't stay there if somebody paid me.
Yeah, she's too scared.
I'm scared.
She's such a scary.
Yeah,
the picture was creeping me out.
No, it looks so cool with the velvet purple. I'm like, yes, I just want to take it home.
I forgot how easily scared you are at this stuff. I shouldn't have even asked. I know. To me, though, like, even if it's freaky, like, I'm somebody I'll get, if someone was to do, like, a jump scare, like, go, boo, I will freak out. Like, see, I'll punch someone in the face out of a reflex.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm a night person as well, too. So I feel like I would be just exploring everything. I would be waiting and expecting
someone like
to
scared,
scare me.
You'd be, like, scared but curious.
And I
very
feel like,
curious. My curiosity might get me killed in this Dracula house, put it that way.
And I don't know if it's necessarily going to be, like, you know, a haunted house kind of setting. Mm-hmm. And more just, like,
a historical situation.
Yeah, like staying in a Harry Potter, you know.
That would be amazing.
All right, well, we need to, like, suggest to somebody because I agree that would be a lot of fun.
Yes. So, and we'll be right back with some more weird news.
What are we coming back in with?
With another scary Halloween story.
Yes.
Good enough for me?
Yeah, maybe a flying body. Who knows?
All right. That sounds promising. We'll see you guys soon.
We'll see you guys soon.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I'm joined here with some Dracula lovers, Tasia and Jordan.
I actually wasn't always a Dracula fan, which Dracula is really cool. I just think the whole concept is really cool.
Yeah,
like, I'm just a night person, Halloween. I just think it's cool.
I think it'd just be, like, a fun story to say, like, yeah, I actually stayed in the
Dracula castle, you know?
Yeah, Bran Manor.
My story would be my body getting wheeled out and be like, Indian, Canadian, Indo-Canadian girl dead in Dracula house.
Died of heart attack. Scared to death.
Literally. Another scary thing that happened. So in northern Wisconsin, a man's been having a lot of fun in his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Basically, he has a drone and he attached a terrifying, like, skeleton to the drone and has it flying around its neighborhood. So imagine waking up in the morning and just seeing, like, a bunch of bones flying in the air. Like, from a distance, you probably think it's a bird carrying a dead body.
Right?
And,
A bird carrying a dead body?
Yeah, you would think that. Well, it's
like
a skeleton.
Like a big eagle or something?
That's a big bird, yeah.
What's those birds that eat people? The rat?
Vultures. But they eat dead.
Yeah, it's
dead stuff.
They eat dead stuff, and it's not like they eat the whole thing. It's like picking at it.
Yeah,
you know?
But when you're looking at the picture, this looks like the, you know, in Harry Potter?
Yeah, the Dementors.
The Dementors.
That's it.
Yes.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I actually like all the Harry Potter movies. I watched them all.
Have you read the
books?
And
then you got to go, Wingardium Leviosa.
I'm not understanding all the books. I do enjoy those books, like, such as, like, Hunger Games, Twilight. I've read those ones.
Yeah, I've read those all too.
Harry Potter is just a little, like you
said. There's a lot to get into.
It's a lot of genre
You gotta know the Harry Potter culture and language.
Yes. But this is scary. Imagine if you were just walking outside and you saw a Dementor like flying around. I would freak out. I would try to grab a little twig
and start saying some Harry Potter, everything I know, when God, you love your son, everything like
yeah.
that.
You know, this is why I really like Halloween, because, you know, people and Christmas, these are the two holidays where people get so much into the spirit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they really commit. You have people like Christmas. I'm going to throw that example.
Yeah, I love Christmas. It's like the best holiday because I get fed a lot. I get lots of trees, you know.
You get lots of trees or treats?
Treats. And okay. I see the trees, and all that, especially in Canada.
Yeah, it's a win-win. You get trees and treats. But mm-hmm. it's one of those, like, these holidays are those, you know, really special times where for, you know, a month or half a month, people just stop being who they are and they be this other person. Christmas, it's kind of more positivity. But Halloween,
unless you go to the mall on Christmas, oh my God, everybody in there is having a bad day.
Oh, it's a free-for-all. Yeah, it's deadly. But this is one of those reasons, like, you'll actually spend money on, like, a decoration that you'll use only once a year.
Yeah.
Because it's that fun.
Yeah,
well,
it is a fun holiday.
He's using it on a drone. So that drone can be used in so many different ways any day, all the time. But
That's true, yeah. The
actual
skeleton will
just be used for Halloween.
This is such a smart idea.
It's genius.
It's a really smart idea.
Yeah, the fact that the Dementors are already existing in the Harry Potter world, mm-hmm. and then the fact that, you know, you're going to fly this over your neighbors, that isn't something that your neighbors are going to necessarily complain about.
Unless I was your neighbor.
Yeah.
I'd get scared.
It would just be in fun and games. So,
yeah.
But all the neighbors did say that there weren't any actual complaints. It was just, you know, a little, some people got scared.
Yeah,
and
I think it
everyone
freaked
took
out
it
a few
as a
people.
Fun
yeah.
thing.
It's like that Christmas song, "What's That in the Sky?"
Yeah.
"What's That Flying High?" It's a total mystery. The strangest thing that I've ever seen.
I've never heard that. Is that like a thing that.
I don't know.
Okay, is it like a Canadian thing?
Did you guys not hear that? Were you never at a Christmas concert?
I'm debating if it's like something from your country or if you just made it up. Like, I've never heard that in my life.
Look at her singing. She's trying to like, remember.
It's a legit song. I'll
wait until the lyrics get different every time she sings it. The truth's about to come out.
But no. What's is cool, though, is the guy who attached the drone to the skeleton, his nephew, Zach, apparently tweeted the photo, and the photo got over 9.1 million views and retweets as well.
Wow.
Since Tuesday.
Because mm-hmm. it's a genius idea.
He said that knowing his uncle, it seemed like one of those spur-of-the-moment ideas, and he went with it, which
exactly.
are my favorite kind of people.
Yeah, and it's something that he would definitely do all the time, and he's probably going to now end up doing it on a reoccurring annual Halloween thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's no videos out of it. They weren't able to capture a video, but hopefully a video will be out soon.
That.
Right?
It's going to be really interesting.
Halloween's going to be here.
Yeah.
He's going to start
attaching
Christmas?
Different stuff.
Imagine what he's going to do during Christmas.
I
a
know.
Little reindeer hanging or something.
He's gonna put Santa on there in a sleigh.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ravina, that's another song that we don't know in the U.S. Are you making that one up?
You're no, such a liar,
I'm
Jordan.
I'm kidding.
You're joking, right?
It's just the first one. No,
oh,
that
okay.
one's okay.
I'm going to find that Christmas Carol and send it to you. And we're going to, when we come back, we're going to be all singing it to you guys.
Maybe. So we have another. Oh,
mm-hmm.
No,
so,
you want to take it away?
No, Jordan, tell us. I was going to ask you, because you were telling me something about some kind of, you know, ashes and bodies and skeletons going on. So do you want to give me some more information, some little scoop on this, Jordan?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm sorry.
Am I Ravina now?
No. I swear you're not.
You can't sing Christmas carols like me.
Right?
I'm so glad you asked, Tasha. I'm sure you sing carols perfectly, by the way.
Yes, I got some tunes. You know, I can hold a note.
I don't got the tunes, but I got the carols. It's got a little book in my brain about it.
Let me try my weird segue.
Okay.
Speaking of music, there is a band called The New Negative Land, or Negative Land.
Yes.
And they're coming out with an album, and this is going to be their ninth album what they're making.
Uh-huh.
And this one is actually going to come, while supplies last, with 2 grams of Don Joyce's cremated remains, a member of the band.
Courtesy of the band member.
Yeah, that was his wishes, that he wants his ashes to go with every album.
Right?
That's, he put his life
I wish
it.
You guys could see Ravina's face.
It's with priceless.
This,
like.
With this story, it is truly priceless. Yes, he wants everybody to get a piece of him. He was that intrigued, that into his music. Everybody needed a part of him. He died, and he wanted everybody to know.
Which is...
Okay, this quote is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for reading about all of our deaths over this past year and a half, the band says in an official statement. This is not a hoax. We've decided to take the chopping channel concept to its logical conclusion by productizing an actual band member.
Yeah, that's...
Guys, I'm so shocked by this. I think it has a cute message, but...
Well, I think that, like, you know, if you're doing it, it's experimental kind of music. We have to throw that in. This isn't like Bruno Mars' new album. This is, okay. I think people that are like, you know, their music is based around, you know, kind of weird, non-conventional methods. And I guess they're carrying that even with their marketing. So, and I honestly, it's like if you're going to get cremated and you're like, where should my ashes go? It's kind of an interesting idea, right?
I don't know, but as a fan, like, okay, I like, let's say Justin Bieber. I do not want his ashes at my house.
But I'm pretty sure that there's some girls who do.
Yeah.
I don't even want Ryan Gosling's ashes at my house. I don't want anybody's ashes.
I do agree with you that this is very weird, very,
and
very
morbid,
weird.
Yeah.
And very morbid. But at the end of the day, people like their ashes to be spread in some place that is going.
That they love, right?
They love.
I feel like the fans love them.
Exactly.
It's kind of beautiful, right?
It is. Like, it is.
It's got a cute message and thought behind it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, he's literally with you in sound. Like, literally, he is there. But it's, like you said, Jordan, it's pretty morbid. It's pretty weird.
It's out there.
Very out there. You don't know all these people personally to be giving them your ashes.
Imagine how his mom feels. She's probably like, boy, what you doing? You're not even here and you're getting ashes spread out?
Think about it. He's traveling in his death, you guys.
Which is cool. Like,
he is traveling.
Honestly, I don't want to sound like the weirdo out of the three of us, mm-hmm. but if I'm making music and I'm dedicated to it, I don't see this as being too bad of an idea. Like, it really does show, like, how much you cared
dedication,
about the music.
For
yeah.
sure. I agree with you there 100%. But
this
it
was
also
his life.
Shows, like, how weird you are and how much of, like, he wants to be truly. And not even weird. Actually, it might just show that he's just a good guy. He just really wants to be a part of all his fans and wants to be there with you all the time. But me as a fan, now that I just bought this album, now I feel like, well, what do I do with his ashes? I feel obligated. Like, am I supposed to take them somewhere? Am I
point.
Supposed to spread them? What if I drop them? What if my dog sniffs them out?
I think what he really cared about is what you did with the ashes at first, getting them through the album. No matter what they do, it's from people that are fans of the music mm-hmm. that have it. And that was the important thing. You know, like, a little piece of him is in every album that he's made.
Yeah. See, that would have been cooler if they actually, like, you know, inscribed it into the disc or into the
like
album
ashes
cover.
In the disc.
Like the cover itself, if they had some type of 3D dimension thing that it looked like sand was like falling in the ashes, or, you know, sand was like falling on the cover, or just something, you know, where like those lights where you can move them up and down. Just even those timer things that the sand moves up and down to take time on something.
Something to display the ashes.
Exactly.
You're
like a legit display within the album cover itself, instead of it just being.
So then people don't have to feel obligated to do something.
To do
with
anything
the ashes.
With it. Instead of it just being in a
just
baggie to throw
there.
Around. Yeah, it would stay in the album on there on the cover and in a nice way. If you look at the picture of how they gave the ashes out, it wasn't too respectful, honestly, to their passing band member, in my opinion.
I think that was his best wishes, though. Like, that was something he wanted to do.
Put it in a baggie, like, that bat. I just think it could have been
like
displayed
it was into
nicer.
The art.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. Because if they put it really into the cover and, like, really let it be something that the fans didn't feel. Because if you gave me a bag of ashes, I'm now feeling obligated to spread them somewhere.
Yeah. I
what
totally
do I
agree.
Do with them? Just have them sit here next to the album? Mm-hmm. So that I think it was a very good gesture. Cool. And, you know, always stay with your fans. It's just I would personally feel obligated to now do something with this man's ashes. Somewhere I now listen to his music all the time. I'm going to go spread them there. You know
Me
what I'm
personally,
saying?
Personally, I feel like this is the place to do. I mean, I understand. Like, that'd be even cool. I think that would be the next logical step to this, is saying, I'm going to spread this where I enjoyed listening to their music the most. You know,
yeah.
Like, when I always listen to it on the way to work, I'll spread it through work. But I think other people would like to keep it as, like, a memorabilia if they're, you know, really that big of fans. Like, oh, I have his ashes, which is kind of interesting, you know?
Yes, so, very interesting, right?
Yeah, no, I think so. But with that, we are out of time for this. So when we come back, we can talk about chimneys and dogs and break away to something a bit more positive, right? Let's end on a happy note.
Sounds great.
Sounds cool. And we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. So we were talking about Christmas carols earlier, and I gave you my beautiful voice. Just kidding. So, you know, Santa comes down the chimney. Well, don't you be trying to come down the chimney like Santa Claus, okay? Because you do not have magic powers. As a 26-year-old learned this recently when he was locked out of his own house, and he decided to shimmy down the tube, except he got stuck. Luckily, a neighbor heard him yelling for help and called the fire department. And by the time help arrived, the department said that, like, he was touching his feet on the ground, on the bottom of the...
on this, like, chimney surface?
On the chimney
surface.
In his
house?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it was too narrow for him to get out. So he was stuck for 4 hours.
Just, like, probably welling his feet.
I don't know. I would have been terrified.
That's heartbreaking to
hear.
Right? Oh, no.
Especially,
he wasn't,
like,
lubed up enough.
But claustrophobia.
Yeah, that would be the worst case scenario if he was claustrophobic. He might have died.
I would have died. I can't even handle that. Like, why would you sneak down the chimney? Break your window. I would break my window before I try to go down the chimney to get into my house. Or I would just go to my friend's house. It's not that serious.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. And then this now makes you think, like, dude, you need to have some type of other option. You know, people leave a key under the mat, you know, under a rock, something, when they lock themselves out of their own home. They don't think to just go down the chimney shaft.
And the picture looking at this is crazy. He's completely covered in ash. Like, imagine how he was breathing.
Yeah, he wasn't able to breathe well at all, I'm sure. And he wasn't rescued until firefighters came and got him, like you said. Covered head to toe in soot. Just imagine, like, having to take that shower later, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Oh!
I think that's now, like, one of my biggest fears, like, I think I've got, like, a top three biggest fears. This is definitely...
Tell us.
Heights,
mm-hmm.
Spiders,
mm-hmm.
Being stuck in, like, a place, like, where you can't move.
Like an elevator? Lights,
or a chimney.
Yeah,
chimney. Is, like, you guys, tight, confined space where you can't even move your arms or legs. That's terrifying.
What else is really weird is, like, back in December, a 13-year-old boy from Phoenix was rescued after he slipped and fell into his chimney while playing.
Yeah. So
while y'all playing on the roof.
Well, apparently, this is a reoccurring thing in Arizona, that chimney rescues is very common.
Because another one happened to a 23-year-old, and he was being led down his chimney as a joke. And then this guy had the most logical reason. Like,
he was locked out of his home.
He was locked out of his house, right? And he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go through the chimney. How do they even climb up to the roof? Like, they must get a ladder. Why, you know, and just try to climb down?
I don't know.
They're probably like, oh, I'm skinny enough to fit down the chimney. And then it's like, no.
Yeah, that's the question there, too, because it's like, you took the time to climb up the door, you know, climb up your house, and then now go down your chimney. I give him props for trying. I give him definite props. It was his own house. He wasn't expecting. He knew a fire wasn't going. He wasn't expecting anything to happen. But this now, I'm going to let you know, you gotta wash your chimneys, people. You gotta, you know, clean out that soot just in case. Because he might. What if he was able to get down? If he was clean, it wasn't all like grimy,
a lot of sludge. Yeah.
I would definitely take.
He's a skinny guy.
The hose down with me, so or maybe wash it and try to take something where I can climb out after, like use a hose if I can tie it to something and try to get out. But also, I would take my cell phone with me and keep my arm in the air and have 911 on speed dial.
True.
You know, like, why? Where was your smartwatch? It wasn't very smart. Like, we have all this technology, and he's resorting back to, help, I'm in the chimney. What?
Can I also say that, like, when he came out of the chimney with the soot and the ash on him, he looked like a statue.
Right? Yeah, it was that dark, right? Yes, yeah, like the color, like that gray overtone on him.
Yeah, it looks like they're pulling out something that belongs in a museum.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then the way he embraced the guy, the firefighter that helped him, he was truly probably very scared that he was going to die in that his chimney.
Like, this is the way.
Because, mind you, what if he lived home alone, probably, so no one was ever going to come home and find him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's also weird is that, like you said, Ravina, his feet almost touched the bottom of the ground of the chimney. Like, he reached his house, but the firefighters pulled him back up.
I think
they took him out from the top of the chimney versus going into his home. And, well, I guess that might have been easier access than breaking into his house, probably.
It's like he was standing up, right? And usually the chimney, maybe the opening only went up to his knee. And it's brick. It doesn't move. So how is he going to wedge down? And he can't lean back. It would just
very
be
true.
Stuck. So the easiest way was just go straight up.
Straight
this
up.
This is like a real like Santa Claus kind of movie. Like,
I love your sound effects that you made. Straight up.
All the way up. Just like that song. No, I'm just kidding.
Nothing can stop us. We're all the way up. Yeah.
Get
got
it,
you.
Tasia. Get it.
I guess this is the last story we have, and we are running out of time anyway. So
yes.
This is the end of our Halloween episode. I don't know if a guy getting stuck in a chimney for hours is really leaving on a good note, but it definitely beats, you know.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive, so.
It was his own home.
Well, yeah, it depends. Stay optimistic, and it's actually a really nice story.
Yes.
Yeah. So, with that being said, if you guys liked our show and want to see previous episodes, you can check us out on gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and do not forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
You can like us on real life, but don't follow us in real life.
You can follow me in real life.
No,
like,
I mean, don't follow us down the sidewalk. Yeah.
Social media.
You know, until next week, let's go get some Vietnamese tacos.
Yes.
Oh, sounds good.
And we'll catch you guys later with some more weird news.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.